This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that Greene County took in $26.66 million in sales tax in 2011, up $1.26 million from county forecasts, according to Treasurer Peter Marku. He said the county benefited by folks repairing damage from Hurricane Irene and buying things such as lumber and new appliances, and that vehicle sales were also strong locally. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Tumulty in the Politics on the Hudson blog reports that the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Stock Act, the bill to outlaw insider trading by members of Congress, passed the U.S. Senate 96-3 on Thursday, February 2nd. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand has championed the act, and during the State of the Union address, President Barack Obama asked Congress to bring it to his desk. An amendment approved by the Senate Thursday also requires lawmakers and executive branch employees to disclose information about all of the real estate mortgages they hold. House Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor plans on a floor vote, and House Democrats are on board, so the bill may reach the president soon. You can read the full story in Politics on the Hudson. Juliet Elperin in the Washington Post reports that the Atlantic sturgeon made the endangered species list Wednesday, February 1st. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries Service listed the New York Bight, Chesapeake Bay, Carolina, and South Atlantic populations as endangered and the Gulf of Maine population as threatened. Hudson Riverkeeper's Facebook page contains says there are under 1,000 of the endangered species left in the Hudson River. Quote, Riverkeeper commends the National Marine Fisheries Service for taking this critical step to protect one of the Hudson River's iconic species. Atlantic sturgeon are magnificent long-lived creatures which have been an integral part of the Hudson River ecosystem for millennia, but have suffered terribly from overfishing, habitat destruction, and power plant intakes. Now the weekend ski report.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
Another winter week without real snow on the mountains and higher temperatures. Catamount Ski in Columbia County has 30 trails and 4 lifts open with 16 to 36 inches of snow. Windham Mountain has a snow base between 14 and 44 inches on 40 trails with 6 lifts open. Hunter Mountain has 18 to 72 inches of snow on 45 trails with 7 lifts. And all three mountains are offering Super Bowl weekend specials.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
Today is Friday, February 3rd, and the National Weather Service predicts that Palenville will be mostly sunny today with a high near 40. Friday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 21. The weekend forecast Saturday sunny with a high near 36 and a low around 19. Sunday partly sunny with a high near 41 and a low around 25. And Monday sunny with a high near 45, low around 27. Today is the first Friday of the month. We don't know about any town meetings, but the sun rises at 7:05 and sets at 5:14 p.m. Moon rises at 1:14 in the afternoon and sets at 3:39 a.m. The Chicago Bulls beat the New York Knicks 105-102 despite Amari Stoudemire's 34 points last night. And the Knicks now play the Celtics tonight at 8 p.m. Saturday, the Nets play at the Knicks at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday is the Super Bowl with the New York Giants and the New England Patriots at 6:29 on NBC. Stay tuned to Pure Moods from noon to 2 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.